Blackstone Audio presents Townie, a memoir by Andre Dubuc III. For Austin, Ariadne, and Elias. And the Boys Try to Look So Hard, Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen. Part 1. Queen Slipper City of the World. 1. I did not look into the mirror, not yet, not in the morning. My body was still so small, and I only looked at it right after the weights when my muscles were filled with blood. There came the tap of my father's horn outside. We were going running together, but what about shoes? All I owned were a pair of dingo boots, the square-toed kind with the brass ring cinched in at the ankle. The horn tapped again. I stepped into my younger brother's room. Jeb was sitting shirtless in a chair, playing chords on his guitar in time to the metronome his teacher had bought him. His hair was wild and there was brown fuzz across his chin and cheeks. "Jeb, you have any sneakers?" He shook his head, kept playing, the metronome ticking, ticking, ticking. I ran into Suzanne's room. My older sister was just about to turn 17 and she was curled asleep, her back to me. Her room smelled like dope and cigarette smoke. There were album covers spread on the floor at the foot of the bed, Robin Trower, 10 years after, the Rolling Stones. In a swath of sunlight, her blue sneakers lay side by side next to balled-up hip-huggers. "Suzanne, can I borrow your sneakers? I'm running with Dad." She mumbled something, and I knew she wouldn't be up for another hour or two anyway. I grabbed her shoes, stole some white socks from her drawer, and ran outside. It was a Monday in August, the sun almost directly above us in a deep blue sky. We only saw Pop on the occasional Wednesday when he saw each of us alone, and on Sundays when he would drive to our house and take all of us to a movie or out to eat. But the day before, at the carriage house just over the Merrimack line, he'd studied me over the table, his oldest son with his newly hard body I wanted to be so much bigger than it was. He looked curious about something, proud too. "You should come run with me sometime." Then he said he'd come pick me up the next day, his 39th birthday, and we'd go running together. I waved at him behind the wheel of his old Lancer. He waved back, and I stuffed my feet into Suzanne's sneakers and ran to the car and climbed in. "Hey, man. Happy birthday." "Gracias." He pulled away from the curb. He wore running shoes, shorts, a tank top, and he tied a blue bandana around his forehead. He didn't have much muscle, but he was trim. His chest and arms were covered with dark hair. He kept glancing at me as I leaned over and tied the worn laces of Suzanne's blue sneakers. "You sure you want to do this?" "Yep. It's going to be long and hot." I shrugged.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?